Today, a middle schooler described me as sad but funny. For the last time, fruit is not a dessert. Please understand this. Do better. Why are movies so long? Can't they just get over themselves? Like, I have things to do. Come on. Like 85% of the time I'm disappointed in tomatoes. Arbor eat 'em? I hardly know 'em. Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner, with your hosts at Annie Berg Flames and at CWC Radio.
Welcome to Tweet Victory, : Thread Winner. I am at CWC Radio and I'm joined as always by...
at Annie Berg Flames with a Z.
Annie, it's been a couple weeks since we posted an episode, so let's jump right into the thread of the week. And I'm going to say this is one that's going to take some digging into because I feel like you're referencing something that I am completely unaware of. So the thread says, I want a yogurt lady romance novel. Please recommend. So maybe let's just start with that. Because the thing that I just don't understand is, are you a fan of romance novels? That's actually not my question, but I really do need to know this before we get into the inexplicable phrase yogurt lady. So like, I feel like I know you pretty well, but like, is the romance novel aspect of this a joke, or is that actually
yes.
like, okay.
A joke. But at the same time, I feel like it'd be a really good, like, idea for a romance novel. I just think maybe I should write it. Maybe you should write it. Someone's got to write it because it's like, it feels like it works so well. So
okay.
There's this.
So are you saying somebody's got to write it because there is a financial windfall that will come along with this, or because it needs to exist as a piece of art, even popular art?
The first one.
Okay. Okay. There's money. There's
like
gold
in
them hills.
You could get sales. You could get money from this. So like, okay. So a couple of years ago, an actual book that is like actual art was, is called, Convenience Store Woman, I think. Mm-hmm. And this came out when I was living in the States, and it's a Japanese novelist, writing about this woman who works in a convenience store, and she like is kind of a part of the convenience store, like think of a 7-Eleven employee, but she like she's so embedded in being in the convenience store that she just kind of is it. And It's really, it made me so nostalgic for living in Korea and going to the convenience stores in the area, like the way that they talked about everything stacked up perfectly and the bright lights and like the descriptions were so full and so real. And then I was like, why isn't there a yogurt lady novel? But I feel like a romance novel would be where you could get the money. Cause those novelists make so much money.
Sure.
Like a serial romance novel writer. They make so much. So I'm like, okay, this is an opportunity. And I think it's a really good one because it's also like a unique setting. So yogurt ladies.
So here's my question is,
yeah.
Does the financial prospects of this novel depend upon anybody knowing what a quote yogurt lady is? Because this is not something that I'm aware of.
You wouldn't. Okay. So the yogurt lady is so. Okay. So yogurt ladies are things in Korea, right? Like people in Korea. And it's they're called like yogurt ajumma. Like they literally are women that like go around on carts and they sell little probiotic yogurts in the street, almost like an ice cream truck, but it's like small and they ride on the back of it.
I think we need to interrogate some things here already.
Okay.
Cause we're going to circle back, but it's interesting because you compared this to an ice cream vendor and I feel so conflicted about buying dairy products just from a random person on the street carrying a bag full of them. But it's like, but ice cream we do that with. So explain to me, what is the... I think the problem is that yogurt feels like a dairy product right on the edge of not being good anymore. You know, because... okay, here's what I mean. If you have a bottle of milk and it's past its goodbye date, right? And you open it up, you don't even need to taste it to be like, ooh, I can tell this doesn't seem right. Yogurt's weird enough tasting. Now, clearly, I'm showing my biases here. I'm not a huge yogurt fan. Yogurt's weird enough tasting that if it was off, I might not know. Because it's like, well, is that just how the yogurt is? That just like what yogurt tastes like? You know, so it's like I would feel really leery about somebody because you include some pictures here, and one of them is a woman literally carrying a little cooler over her shoulder. Seems like a perfectly pleasant woman, but I presume that that contains yogurt that she's selling.
Yeah,
I
okay.
don't know that I would want to buy that yogurt.
So here's the thing. It's not yogurt like a Yoplait yogurt you would get at the grocery store in the US. It's different. So it's like this probiotic like thin yogurt. It's almost like drinking and they're small. They're like I don't know how big this is, but a couple inches tall. I'm gesturing. Great for podcasts. And the liquid it is like liquidy. It's not firm. And it's like kind of like milk, but like sp not spicier. There's a different word. There's a better word. It's not spicy milk, but it's like, it doesn't taste like yogurt. It doesn't taste like milk. It's kind of like something in between, but it's good and it's really sugary. And so I guess where this came from is like in the 70s, like Korea's still in the reconstruction after the Korean War. And so the government's putting a lot of subsidies into like livestock and dairy production. So then they had a surplus of dairy production. And so then with this overproduction, they're like, well, what do we do? Well, there's this like really popular probiotic little yogurt milk drink in Japan, I think. And so they're like, okay, let's do that and we'll market it and we'll sell it and we'll have people like go through the streets like a milkman, but like a milk woman on a cart.
Here's
And
the
so then
thing. Here's the thing. A milkman delivers milk to your home that you pretty quickly put into refrigeration. This looks like the way you describe this is I'm sitting on the subway and a stranger walks up to me and says, "Would you like to buy some dairy products out of this handbag?" That's what you're describing to me.
okay,
Am
but
I
it's
being too Western snobbish here?
no, you're not. But it's like it has a long shelf life. Does
So
that
you
help?
say, is it a
But like
dairy product? Okay, answer. So you're on the stand here. Is it a dairy product?
maybe.
Maybe. How can it
I
not be a
can't
dairy
say with
product?
full 100% certainty that it would be labeled a dairy product. But I also don't know what it would be labeled. It's almost like not like a soda and not it like little kids drink it a lot. So it's like
Okay,
it's
little kids drink milk too. Like that's a dairy product. That's not an argument against it being a dairy product.
I feel like it's
Every
just
okay. Everything points to this being a dairy product to some degree. Even the
okay.
story you told about where this comes from.
Now, I have to say that these are refrigerated like carts.
I understand that. But
So
the handbag's a cooler. I'm looking at a woman with a handbag.
the handbag is not really a thing, like it's carts. So that could have been like the old version, like 1970s, 1980s
Okay.
style.
So
But then
your yogurt lady, when I'm looking at the updated version of this picture, it looks like she's driving a little cart that's like a bigger version of Newbie.
yes, exactly. It is like newbie. Okay. So I have
Could
a
we
New York Times.
could this novel be a yogurt lady and a newbie distributing
Oh,
this probiotic yogurt drink?
it could be kind of like a future, almost like a little bit sci-fi. Not really, but like in the future a little bit.
It could
And
be
only
now. Like Korea has all of these components. All that it takes is to put a cooler on top of newbie and we're there.
now. Okay. I like this direction. I like the idea that it's kind of like the yogurt lady's sidekick is newbie, right?
Can
Like they're
I
together.
tell you what we're like what the sci-fi version of this is?
Yes.
So picture newbie, right? And
Okay.
newbie has a cooler and this little like thing that goes, and then I'm picturing this yogurt lady is a little bit taller. This could be called Love for C-3PO because it's basically R2-D2 and C-3PO.
You're right. Yeah, it's like the odd couple of like the tall and the, yep.
Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, but I just want to point out that that's the sci-fi version, and C-3PO also deserves love.
Yes. Well, sure. Okay, that's already been done.
Wait,
So
it
we can't do
has?
that. I mean, in Star Wars. In Star Wars.
Okay,
So we don't want to leave
that pairing's been
that
different.
pairing, that
But
outcome.
I think we're looking for real life analogs to C-3PO and R2-D2. People love them, you
Yes.
know? And I like the thought of like Newbie can basically just be Newbie with a cooler built in.
Yeah.
And can she, and these characters, the photos you have sort of line up with this, she just needs to dress in yellow or gold to a certain degree, which she already is, but that gives like just enough indication of C-3PO.
Right, exactly. I kind of want this to be like a graphic novel. I think it would be really cute in that version too. But and you're right, because it's like C-3PO is the one that's like speaking. It's like the whatever higher form of robot.
It's a
Ooh.
protocol droid, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then R2-D2 is just sitting there beep booping, which is what Newbie would be doing. So I think it's perfect.
But we'd have
Now,
to up Newbie's personality a little bit, because that's what would make this fun. If it's like, because if this is a romance, right? A romance novel, not between the two of them, but between the yogurt lady and somebody. I
yeah.
love the idea that C-3PO or C-3PO, that Newbie is the like comedic best friend that you get in a rom-com. So it
Yeah.
only speaks in beep boops, but it's like it's commenting. And you know how like R2 kind of whistles a little bit sometimes too, like that all of those sounds make a commentary on like the people that she meets, and like, you know, she's maybe lost at love a few times, but I love the idea that Newbie is a true believer, you know, and it's like always trying to hook her up.
Yeah, Newbie's a romantic. I also love. Okay, so you're right. R2-D2 is like a little bit cheeky. Like his noises are like a little bit like goofy and silly and like sassy. So I want that in Newbie. I also want Newbie to have the little like I'm doing a motion. It's like the little arm that comes out of R2-D2 that like pokes things and like works on things. I
So
want
what are
that
you
in
picturing that
Newbie.
arm doing in this story?
So that move. Okay, the arm is like okay, so Newbie is like her wingman, right? And so they're out and about. Newbie like pokes somebody that she's interested in to like get that. And then the yogurt lady's like, oh my gosh, what? I'm so embarrassed. Like you're looking at me. But it's because Newbie's kind of between them, like kind of making the meet cute happen. And then like maybe she like walks over a vent and does like a Marilyn Monroe, like her dress like comes up. And then Newbie does the little whistle that R2-D2
Oh, I
does,
like it. Yeah.
right? I think that this could be really good. Now,
I also love Newbie. Like, I like the idea of poking. I also like the idea of like when the potential suitor shows up, that little arm of Newbie comes out and grabs their pant leg. So like they're gonna walk away, and it's like they can't walk away, so they have to turn back, and that's when, yes.
yes. Now, like when Harry met Sally, you have the main couple that's like the on like will they, won't they?
Yes,
But
yes,
you
yes.
also have the side couple, and it's both of the sidekicks, right? Like it's both of the like wingmen of the two main characters that like come together, spoiler alert, in the end, and also have a relationship.
So this begs the question, and I'm
Yeah.
using that phrase incorrectly. What is the suitor's
Oh.
sidekick? Is it a pet, like a dog or a cat, which is weird? Is it another robot? Is it that person's phone? Like what is the thing that Newbie's going to have this, you know, at least emotional relationship with? Because it doesn't need to be a love relationship, it just needs to be some sort of deepening relationship. So that's why I'm
So
saying, like, you could have this person has a dog, and it's this weird, like, not love story, but like this interesting friendship that develops between this, you know, human created thing and then this living creature, or it could be something else. What do you got for us?
I'm so glad you asked. I have some options. So, it could be another service robot, like we've talked about on this podcast, like the like little servers in the restaurants or like the robot convenience store that like would come up to your hotel room. Or, so I'm going to read from a New York Times article. This is real research, Sam.
Okay.
In 2015, as the proliferation of refrigerated trucks and convenience stores brought stiff competition to the market, Korea Yogurt introduced the Coco. The vehicle, which looks like a cross between a Segway and a golf cart, has helped rejuvenate sales by allowing the women to zoom up to 5 miles an hour on busy streets. Its 220-liter fridge carries cheese, cold brew, fresh eggs, and meat, and even meal kits. Now, we have Coco, which is the Segway refrigerator golf cart combination. Mm-hmm. And we have Newbie, which the original Newbie is for what purpose?
To monitor the park. Surveillance,
policing.
Right? Yes.
What if the couple that comes together, the human couple, is a police officer and a yogurt lady, and their two robots are the ones that like bring them together?
Interesting. So the cop is like a policing newbie wrangler?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh.
Training in the newbies just like you might train in like a police canine.
Okay.
And then you have Yogurt Ajima. Maybe she goes 6 miles per hour on her Coco, and that is too fast. And she's stopped by Newbie. And then it takes the nuance of a human police officer to be like, you know what, let's let her go. She's doing this public service. And
so
that
then
is-
we can have him debating with Newbie about the notions of justice. Like,
yes.
I kind of love this. Here's the thing. Does Coco have a personality? Because Coco sounds like a golf cart. Like
Coco is a golf cart segue. So no, but this could be a little bit in the future when like we do make it have a personality.
Yeah, so maybe like an autonomously driving Coco.
Then I guess it wouldn't need a yogurt lady.
Because you still need somebody to like to hawk yogurt, right? Like
true.
Yeah, we're not that far yet that it can do all of that. But it's like a self-driving thing where she can, you know, dial up where she needs to go or things like this. Or it just has a personality built in. I think that's the key. This sounds like such a delightful story.
I feel like I could make this. I would be too embarrassed to make it with my own name attached. So I would have to come up with a pen name.
Now, the downside of this is like, in Korea, like these are things that people are aware of. They're aware of Newbie. They're aware of the yogurt lady. They're aware of Coco. By the way, Coco and Newbie, already fantastic names. You don't need to alter those at all. I love that. The problem is, if this is going to have any kind of global reach, like, do we need these ideas somehow introduced, or does this just feel like sci-fi'd up to people? Because like in sounds like in Korea, like this is just like, yeah, these things exist. So even if you add some pieces to Coco and make it a little bit, give it a little bit more quote unquote personality, that doesn't seem like a leap. But here, these would seem a little bit too far.
Yeah, you're right. It would maybe be a jump for the American audiences. Also, we do have some baggage, like you mentioned, with ice cream trucks and maybe that being a little creepy and like...
Oh, I think we like ice cream trucks. I think we're okay with that.
But isn't there always the don't go into a van with strangers
you don't
when
have to
they
get into
ice
an.
Cream?
Have you ever bought ice cream from an ice cream truck? You're not getting into it. You're waiting in line with other people to like buy an ice cream cone.
As a very fearful child. Sam.
Wow.
No, but like, okay, but like there's the like don't take candy from strangers. Wait, that's don't take
though.
Candy from children. Wait, babies? Never mind. I'm getting everything confused.
Well, you're not supposed to stealing candy from a baby is easy. You're not supposed to take candy from a stranger when they offer it.
Yes.
But the ice cream vendor, like that would be like saying don't take candy from a stranger would mean you shouldn't go to a convenience store and buy a candy bar because like you don't know that person. But like our like structure of society tells us, well, but that's different because that's a transaction. That person, what they're getting for this is the money already. It's not, you know, I think the taking candy from a stranger is a little bit different because it's like, why
trust,
are they offering me something for nothing? Because
trust
they,
no one.
Yes. Wow. So that's okay. I think we're okay with an ice cream truck.
Okay. So there's not too much baggage. That's just a me thing.
That's
an Andy problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay. Well, we overcame that barrier. I think it could translate because I think it does feel sci-fi-y enough, right? Like
Yeah,
whenever I
yeah.
talk to you about the robots, like that are, it's not like they're everywhere, but there are some.
And we
And
have enough of this technology that we could believe it. Now, here's the question. In a good rom-com, you have the meet cute, which we've kind of laid out how that begins. We need to have something that drives these two apart, right? Because that's part of the story. It's a misunderstanding or it's something. Can I pitch a potential thing to drive them apart?
Please.
What if we switch this up and instead of the issue being between the two humans, let's say the two humans actually it is real love at first sight, right? And so they're never pulled apart, but the division is somehow between Coco and Newbie, and they have to convince these robots to like each other, even though because they're so wedded to their profession. It's like this is what they do. Like you can't get rid of Coco, you can't get rid of Newbie, and in some way they don't get along.
I love that because it seems really hard too, right? Like, you already have to have a human discussing justice with newbie, and now you have to have two humans talking about nuance, emotional
Yeah.
nuance
So
with
you could have those two characters like secretly meet to try to be like, how do we bridge the gap between Coco and Newbie? Now, I actually think we already kind of have part of this, which is Newbie is a stickler for rules because
Yes.
that's Newbie's programming. And
Yes.
Coco, maybe Coco's personality is a little less programmed and a little more AI. And the person who is our yogurt lady is a little bit more of a free spirit and plays kind of fast and loose with the law a little bit, you know, like where you're allowed to sell yogurt and not, and this and that, so that through machine learning, Coco has learned to fudge the rules a little bit, right? In her AI programming. So that she's always right on the edge of the law and newbie is like incapable of understanding that.
Yes, everything is black and white to newbie. It's in the programming. But then how do they overcome the problem?
Well, I think
Just
that's a
reprogram?
really good question. Well, I think there is there needs to be some way where Coco comes to understand why the rules matter and Newbie somehow we get a break in I mean if we buy that they're both AI and there's machine learning that there's the ability for machine to learn from machine and come to realize that to quote from Sophocles there's a point beyond which even justice becomes unjust.
That's gonna be a line in this book.
Yes. So I think that's really what I would definitely. I mean, the problem with this podcast is everything becomes a movie pitch, but like, that's pretty good. I honestly think you could sell this. This is pretty great.
It's
And
not
it's
bad.
lighthearted. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like kind of sweet. Like rom-coms are lighthearted. It could be a novel format. It could be a book. It could be a graphic novel. I'm like, I kind of want the visuals because it's so endearing.
Yeah. It could be animated. It could be a Pixar movie. There's lots of ways you could go about this.
Like, Sam, do we write this?
It's not terrible. Maybe this podcast episode shouldn't come out and we should just write a script treatment and sell it.
Well, yeah, I think so. We can make a pen name for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but we can workshop it.
Yeah. I
Something
really I we've fallen into something really special here. So,
really magical.
all right. For those of you who are listening, hopefully you're enjoying this conversation. Hopefully you have ideas on what Newbie and Coco. I just love this pairing so much. You know, what other aspects of this? You know, what are other rom-com tropes that we can bring into this? Yeah, I think this is great. I think the eventual wedding scene is so amazing. Like
Oh, yeah.
you could start to imagine this. So you should if you like what you're listening to, you should follow at Annie Bergflames on Threads. You should subscribe to the channel 3900 Podcast Network. Lots of great stuff coming on the network. You should email us channel3900@gmail.com. We would love to hear your thoughts about Newbie and Coco, about the yogurt lady. I think this also like softens AI a little bit. Like there's too much fear of AI, which is probably super well founded. It's going to lead to our destruction. But this is maybe, you know, this is maybe part of the way that we soften a little bit of that, is to say like, what if instead of using the AI using its energy to destroy us, what if it used it to fall in love with each other? So like, that's, you know, maybe that's a movie tagline. It's a dark tagline, but maybe we could do that. That is all the time that we have, but we will be back next week with another episode of Tweet Victory : Thread Winner.
Trust no one.
Follow us at Annie Berg Flames on Threads and or Annie _Berglund on Twitter.